Welcome to the podcast ministry of Grace Anglican Church in Grove City, Pennsylvania. It is our hope to proclaim the historic faith and the dazzling grace of Jesus Christ. For more information about our church, please check out our website at graceanglicanonline.com.
Father, we ask that we lean into this Good Friday moment and come to understand a little better what it means. And we ask this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My God, why have you forsaken me? Is actually not that unusual of a question. We ask it all the time. But normally we ask it, where was God? Where was God at the death of a child? Where was God when innocence is murdered? Where is God when someone is abused? Where is God when my marriage fell apart? Where is God when my parents got a divorce? Where was God when my children stopped talking to me? Where was God when my health fell apart? Where was God when the career I spent decades building collapsed underneath me? Where was God when the future I thought I had slipped through my fingers? Where was God when my anxiety and my depression are taking over my life? Where was God when I keep having the same dream over and over again and wake up every night in a cold sweat? Where was God? Why have you forsaken me? It's a really common question. But we are not alone when we ask that question. Scripture tells us that Jesus was in every way just like us. He lived the full range of human experiences and possessed the full range of human emotions. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me from the words of my groaning? Oh, my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but I find no rest. In the question, where are you, God? Jesus identifies with us on the deepest level. That deep level within us that wonders if we are truly known and if we're truly loved. But he does a lot more than that, because words are fine. But when it gets really dark, how do we know that God has not or will not abandon us? When Jesus cries, Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani, he is saying something much deeper than where is God when it hurts. He's crying out in the unfathomable recognition of the reality that the triune God has torn himself asunder. And of all the many anguishes that our Savior endured, it is this one that goes the deepest and is the hardest for us to grasp. How do finite minds grasp this infinite truth? I don't think we can. We can't possibly know the full magnitude of what it means that Christ suffered for us and was forsaken by the Father. My God, why have you forsaken me? Has consequences that have woven again the fabric of creation and have rewritten the story of our existence. And while we cannot fathom the true depth of his suffering, we can join with J.C. Ryle in recounting what his suffering has done for us. He was flogged so that by his wounds we may be healed. He was condemned, though innocent, so that we might be acquitted, though guilty. He wore a crown of thorns, so that we might wear a crown of glory. He was stripped of his clothes, so that we might be clothed in everlasting righteousness. He was mocked and reviled, so that we might be honored and blessed. He was reckoned a criminal and a wrongdoer so that we might be reckoned innocent and declared free from all sin. He was unwilling to save himself so that he might be able to save others to the uttermost. He breathed his last after enduring the most painful and disgraceful death so that we might live forever and be exalted to the highest glory. In this Good Friday moment, when we ask, where was God? We know that the triune God is exactly where he intended to be. God the Father sat upon his heavenly throne watching his plan for our redemption unfold. He was not surprised by what it was going to take to save us. He was not surprised by how far we had fallen. He was not surprised by how dark it can be. He wasn't surprised, and he wasn't afraid. He was fully aware of the cost, and from eternity past declared that he would redeem his creation. God the Father sat on his throne exactly where he wanted to be. God the Son suffered and bled and died. He was not a political revolutionary whose plans for worldly grandeur came to an abrupt halt. Nor was he a wise guru who haplessly stumbled into his own death. No. Jesus was very God, made flesh, whose every thought, every word, and every action was driving him to take up the cross of our shame and make it his own. The Son of God was exactly where he intended to be. And because of this, we can, in our Good Friday moments, look to the cross. When we're wondering, where is God? Why isn't he here? Why is it so dark? We can look to the cross, and there in the blood running down, we find that God has not forsaken us because he forsook himself. George Herbert has a poem for Good Friday, and I'd like to close by reading it. He tries here to capture what it means. What is the magnitude of Christ's suffering for us? Oh, my chief good, how shall I measure out thy blood? How shall I count what thee befell and each grief tell? Shall I thy woes number according to thy foes? Or since one star showed thy first breath, shall all thy death? Or shall each leaf which falls in autumn score a grief? Or cannot leaves but fruit be sign of the true vine? Then let each hour of my whole life one grief devour, that thy distress through all may run and be my son. Or rather let my several sins their sorrows get, that as each beast his cure doth know, each sin may sow. Since blood is fittest, Lord, to write thy sorrows in and bloody fight, my heart hath store right there, wherein one box doth lie both ink and sin. That when sin spies so many foes, thy whips, thy nails, thy wounds, thy woes, all come to lodge there, sin may say, no room for me, and fly away. Sin being gone, O fill the place, and keep possession with thy grace, lest sin take courage and return, and all the writings blot or burn. When we ask, where was God in those Good Friday moments? We look to the cross, where all the whips and the chains and the nails and the blood drove sin away. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.